Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, advice, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Today's stories, the value of on-site childcare. Is this something your small business might consider as a perk? And top entrepreneurs share the advice they value the most. Those stories after this. Looking for the next place to grow or expand your business? Why not look to a state that's one of America's top 10 for business, where 2,000 burdensome and unnecessary regulations were eliminated over the past 5 years and is now home to the sixth best entrepreneurial climate. All this and more awaits you in the state of Michigan, the state that should be the number one choice for your business. Go to michiganbusiness.org to learn more. Again, that's michiganbusiness.org to learn more. Whether traveling or working remotely, we know your PC is your business headquarters. And when work takes you on the go, you need a laptop that can keep up. Dell's XPS 13 empowers small business owners to collaborate anywhere with incredible battery life and powerful performance. Reduce downtime by 50% and boost productivity with 4 times faster performance when you refresh to new Dell PCs featuring Intel Core processors. Explore the XPS 13 at dell.com/radio. Another story about employee perks. Would you be more likely to take a job if the company offered on-site daycare? Or perhaps you'd be less likely to leave that company if such a perk were available. Something for small businesses to consider, especially when it comes to affordability. Some employers see great value in it, but it can be expensive to operate. Here's Wall Street Journal reporter Rachel Feinzig. Rachel, what have you found?
Companies, a pretty tiny number of the overall employer market, but still a few companies that say that it really pays off to invest in on-site childcare where employees can, basically bring their kids to work.
Wow. Who's doing it?
Some bigger employers like Home Depot and some smaller companies too, although, you know, size does help because you really do need kind of a critical mass to make this work. And it's folks across all kinds of industries.
All right. So, generally speaking, is there some sort of physical build out that's needed? You got to bring child care experts on board in your facility, I guess?
Yes, and that's part of the problem. That's part of the reason that so few companies really are getting on board with this. You need the space, and you need to be able to set it up to fit all kinds of compliance issues and laws and safety issues. And so it does require a decent investment, a decent build-out, and oftentimes companies do outsource this to child care providers.
All right, so parent reaction at some of these places, they must be, incredibly happy, yeah.
Yeah, over the moon. I mean, I think even just coordinating childcare can be, really stressful for parents. Adding in that extra commute where you're commuting to pick up and drop off your kid. Parents that I talked to said they get to spend more time at work. They're more focused when they're at work because they know their kid is close by if something happens. They seem really appreciative.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Rachel Feinzig. Her story is called The Case for Daycare at the Office. Wow. Does it introduce a deeper level of, say, the helicopter parent who's involved in everything?
That's a good point. And I ask parents that, and like if it's distracting for them at all to have their kids so close. But like I said, most of them say it actually gives them peace of mind knowing that if something did happen, they wouldn't have to get in their car and rush over somewhere. In terms of helicopter parenting, I did ask if people were constantly kind of like poking their head in. And what I heard was maybe right at the beginning, but that fades. I don't think it's really an issue.
Wow. Thanks, Rachel. Wall Street Journal reporter Rachel Feinzig from New York. Coming up next, entrepreneurs share their favorite advice. If you're looking to grow or relocate your business, there are 3 numbers you should know. 10, 2,000, and 6. 10 stands for Michigan being one of America's top 10 states for business. 2,000 is the number of burdensome regulations Michigan has eliminated in the last 5 years. And 6 stands for Michigan's rank for best entrepreneurial climates. All those numbers add up to the one state that has all that and more. Michigan. Go to michiganbusiness.org to learn more. That's michiganbusiness.org to learn more. Finally today, advice from some of the most successful and respected entrepreneurs as found on creativelive.com. Tim Ferriss, author and host of a TV show called The Tim Ferriss Experiment, says he was once told that you are the average of the five people you associate with the most. Another one, he says, your network is your net worth. Sheryl Sandberg, chief operating officer at Facebook, says she was told that when picking a job, one criterion mattered: growth. She was told that if you're offered a seat on a rocket ship, you don't ask what seat, you just get on. Guy Kawasaki, startup founder, author, investor, says listen to your customers while you can. He says as long as they're complaining, they'll want to do business with you. When they stop complaining is when you need to worry. And Vanessa Van Edwards, behavioral scientist, says her best advice she heard was to seek learning opportunities in everything. As it was explained to her, every time you think to yourself, I already know this, or this isn't for me, try turning it around by asking, how can I make this work for me? Again, the most successful and respected entrepreneurs offering their advice on creativelive.com. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com, as well as places like iTunes and SoundCloud. Those are also places where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Also, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. Hey, it's free publicity for you, and then you provide inspiration and tips for others. You can email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.